This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Canadians care about affordability too. The head organizer of Acorn Canada in Hamilton, Ontario, had given me various weather forecasts before I arrived. Cold one day, mild another, some rain, some snow. Come prepared. This won't be New Orleans. It's always warm and welcoming, though, to be able to attend and participate a bit in the year-end meeting of Acorn Canada. It had been a good, even record year for the organization, with membership growth, campaign victories, and solid expansion. Despite Trump's attempt to rebrand the country as something akin to America North early in his term, there was less excitement over his provocations now than there had been. The impact of U.S. media and conservative talk shows and podcasts is real, but this has been one country that resisted electing a mini-Trumper this year. Trump's insertion into politics backfired, which is not to say the administration's policies have not had a profound impact, because they have. Many of the issues being discussed are familiar to what Americans are feeling. One session event was directed by John Anderson, Acorn's field director in Canada, shared the results of a very recent survey of attitudes in the provinces in Atlantic Canada and the maritime areas, including Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, hardly seen as liberal progressive bastions by anyone. As an organization of low and moderate income families with close to 200,000 members over the years here, this was of interest, especially the strong support of what we might call economic populism, which would also characterize much of Acorn's program. Some of the takeaways were of interest. Over 70% want more severe penalties on polluters, and 85% believe corporations have too much political power. Over 60% are worried about foreign interest and the impact of billionaires. Two-thirds are clear that climate change is real and people-driven, but many are unclear about the science. Creating more jobs and lowering utility bills are top issues. Atlanta Canadians are proud of the nation's healthcare system and environment and feel least identified as Canadians by hockey or multiculturalism. The top of their list of concerns are cost of living, or what we hear now as affordability, and ironically, access to healthcare, both of which track with U.S. concerns. Canadians and Americans continue to be close on the issues, including the fact that 51% had a negative view of Trump, which is also the way his numbers are falling down south as well. So what do we take away from this? Listening to the organizers in the question period after the poll numbers were discussed, the consensus seemed to be to tune out the rising voice of the right and stay the course in talking about real issues that affect our members, about rising rents, groceries, utility bills, and constant concerns about the economy. The pie-in-the-sky nostalgia has some support, but moving collectively to make change now to improve people's lives is still a winner with Canadians. The same lessons might be catching on with Americans as well when you look at the results of recent elections. It's not the lies you hear, but what you see in your lives that matters most and will move people the farthest. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.